Page 16. Hualien from above. Hot Air Balloon Festival offers a different perspective for tourists. Catherine, it's your turn. Get in, the pilot shouted. I gulped in apprehension, gripped the metal bar above my head, and clambered into the basket. The other passengers followed, climbing in slowly to maintain the balloon's balance. The pilot pushed a lever on the burner, and I recoiled from the sweltering wave of heat that hit my face when the orange flame burst forth. Then the balloon swiftly lifted from the ground, quite possibly leaving my stomach behind. I leaned over the edge, as far as was safely possible, and watched the land zoom away. Finally, after a wake-up call at 3:55 a.m. and an hour-long drive deep into Hualien County, we were airborne. Hualien International Balloon Festival. Balloon festivals are commonplace around the world, but in Taiwan, they're still a new undertaking. Taidong hosted the first festival in 2011, but this is the first year an event has been in Hualien. Su Yi Shun, Director of Tourism and Public Affairs Department for Hualien County Government, says this kind of activity will provide a significant boost in tourism for the county. It gives visitors a new alternative when they visit Hualien. Safety concerns. However, ballooning is still an unfamiliar adventure sport in Taiwan, so safety is one of the main concerns. The official event opening was in June, but coordinators spent March through June organizing test flights for the balloons. VIPs and members of the press were invited to the trial runs and could take a short ride in the balloon, 4 to 5 passengers per balloon. As an added precaution, the balloons could only ascend 50 to 60 feet on average, while remaining tethered to ropes on the ground. In a normal free flight, balloons can reach an altitude of 10,000 feet, but most usually fly at 2,500 to 5,000 feet. Event officials hope that eventually pilots will be allowed to fly untethered in Hualien. The science. It's common knowledge that hot air rises, but there's more behind the science of piloting a hot air balloon. The balloons consist of three main parts: the envelope, the basket, and a burner. The basket, where passengers ride, is usually wicker. A burner is positioned underneath the opening of the balloon, which heats the air inside by burning propane. When the pilots push a button on the burner to open the propane valve, a flame erupts, heating the air and causing the balloon to rise. Another cord that pilots use opens a valve at the top of the envelope. When the valve opens, some hot air escapes, slowing the balloon's ascent. Technically, the pilot only controls the balloon's vertical movement, which leads us to an often asked question. How do pilots control where the balloon goes? One of the drawbacks to ballooning is the fact that pilots can't regulate the exact course the balloon takes, only its altitude. Balloons follow the direction of the wind, and this is why air currents are important. Pilots can maneuver the balloons horizontally by flying at different altitudes and finding a current that pushes the aircraft in a direction they want to take. The location of the landing spot is never certain, however. That's one reason this mode of travel is fascinating. Passengers don't know exactly where they're going to end up, but therein lies the adventure. Final thoughts on balloons. Hot air balloons offer passengers a perspective on the landscape you can't find anywhere else. And the views of Hualien were magnificent. Vivid green rice paddies spread out below our balloon, reaching all the way to the misty mountains surrounding the valley. It was the perfect way to spend the morning. I wanted nothing more than to float off to destinations far away and unknown. Despite the ropes holding us to the ground, flying in a balloon is incredible. It's an experience that should be on everyone's bucket list. Vocabulary focus. Apprehension. Clamber. Recoil. Commonplace. Tether. Drawback. Bucket list.